cashing in on a 30-year crush. You can't be young and do that. You can't be young and do that. Take my hand, Marine. Take a death grip on some part of me, keeping it from drifting far out to sea, or I'll be lost out there. Or I'll be lost out there.
And welcome to another episode of In You All Along here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, where we stand with the fighters, with the defiant ones, and with the rock and rollers all over the world.
Восточная Европа взрывается. Ты достаточно взрослый, чтобы убивать, но недостаточно взрослый, чтобы голосовать. Ты не веришь в войну, но такое оружие ты несешь. Восточная Европа взрывается. Ты достаточно взрослый, чтобы убивать, но недостаточно взрослый, чтобы голосовать. Ты не веришь в войну, но такое оружие ты несешь. Когда нажата кнопка, нет шанса убежать. Никто не может сказать, кто умрет. Этот сумасшедший мир слишком раздражает. Понимаешь, что я пытаюсь тебе сказать? Ты чувствуешь страх, так же, как и я сегодня. Когда нажата кнопка, нет шанса убежать. Никто не может сказать, кто умрет. Этот сумасшедший мир слишком раздражает.
All right. How's that? How's that for a start? How you feeling about those songs? How you feeling about that vibe? To kick things off here on In You All Along, to kick off your weekend, your snowstorm-filled weekend, where the snow has fallen and it's just going to get cold and the snow is going to stay and stay. So, winter, my friends, we are in it still. We continue head on. Head on here on In You All Along, where you just heard from Surprise Party from right here up the road in Lowell, Massachusetts. I love those guys. I hope to see them play someday. I still haven't seen them play, but I will. I will. And it will be a surprise. Hopefully it'll be a party too. That's off of their 2017 album called Dull. You've heard a couple of songs of theirs here on In You All Along over the time since then. Prior to that, we heard from the Soft Boys with I Wanna Destroy You. From the 1980 album, the classic Underwater Moonlight. The Soft Boys, of course, featuring Robin Hitchcock. Robin Hitchcock himself will be playing at the Bull Run in Shirley tomorrow night. Fingers crossed that weather has not interrupted that, but I think by then everything's gonna be fine. All the snow, any snow-related problems will be out of the way. We are resilient people here in New England, as much as so many of you complain about living here, and yet you stay. We opened up that set at the top of the hour, at the top of the show, with the kick in the face I promised you with Pussy Riot. Eve of Destruction, their cover of the 1965 Barry Maguire anti-war classic. A timely song from the dissident Russian group that has taken Vladimir Putin head on time and time again. Gone to jail for it. I thought they deserved that place of honor at this particular time and place. And you know something? I don't know what the opinions of Tufts University are, but mine are not necessarily theirs, nor those of WMFO. So should I editorialize at all during this program? Well, we're covered now, aren't we? That was off of Pussy Riot's 2015 covers album called Won't Get Fooled Again. It's exciting to be here. I walked here, which I don't usually do. I took a little back road, the back streets down the bottom of the hillside from my home to the home of Good Time Radio, WMFO, here at the corner of College Ave and Boston Ave, where the kids are out sledding, the plows are out plowing, and we're here rocking, which we're going to keep doing all the way up till 5:59:59. So stay tuned. Yeah.
at 8 a.m. Out my head by 10:30. Out with mates and dates and friends. That's what I do at weekends. I can't talk and I can't walk, but I know where I'm going to go. I'm going to watch my money go at the Locarno. No. When my feet go through the door, I know what my right arm is for. Buy a drink and pull a chair up to the edge of the dance floor. Bouncers bouncing through the night, trying to stop or start a fight. I sit and watch the flashing lights, moving legs in footless tights. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I like to venture into town, I like to get a few drinks down. The floor gets packed, the bar gets full. I don't like life when things get dull. The hen party have saved the night, freed themselves from drunken stags. Having fun and dancing in a circle round the leather bags. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday morning. I go out on Friday night and I come home on Saturday.
You going out on Friday night and coming home on Saturday morning? Now is your chance. Take a nap. As soon as In You All Along is over, and not a minute before. Although you'll have a hard time because so much good radio churning out on Friday nights here. Got somebody filling in the next couple of hours. I forget who. And then we have Edward Bukert. We've got Savoir Faire is out too. Man, oh man. Well, maybe you should go out on Friday night and come back on Saturday morning, just like the Specials told you to or talked about doing. And they're 1981 song Friday Night, Saturday Morning. Sorry, 1980. Off of the Moore Specials album on the Two Tone Records label. Before that, we heard from all the way over there in Germany, we heard from Family Hesselbach with, oh God, I can't pronounce German. I have no concept. Warnung vor dem Hunde. which I guess is dog warning. I don't know if that's like a beware of dog sign or what. No sense whatsoever. All I can tell you about those guys is that I guess they were sort of post-krautrock, post-new wave kind of hippies, really. Kind of a new wave krautrocky hippie thing going on there. That was off of their self-titled album from 1982, re-released a few years ago by Play Loud Productions. Before that, we heard from DJ Soul Singer Chico Science and Nashel Zumbi with Maracatu Atomico from the 1996 Red Hot and Rio compilation. One of the many Red Hot and compilations which all benefited AIDS research. Maracatu Atomico is originally by George Mautner from 1974, and the Maracatu, I guess, is a kind of performance timely enough done at Carnival season, the equivalent of like Mardi Gras right here at the beginning of Lent, which to my understanding occurred this past week. The Atomic Maracatu. It is 5:29 already down here. The light is still out. The sun is still behind those clouds. I can still see it. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing. I am loving this winter. How about you? I want the full deal. The beginning and the end. I want all kinds of crazy weather, and we've got it. We've got a little worrying extremes this week. You hadn't noticed, but we'll be fine, you and me. You just keep it tuned here to In You All Along, and I promise I will hold your hand through all of the hard times.
You hear laughter cracking through the walls inside.
The sets are just cranking on by. I usually do longer sets. This week I'm doing more shorter sets. Hear me snapping my fingers? That's how this show is going. It's just jumping right along. Snappy. Keeping it snappy down here at WMFO. Right here in Studio A, where it is about 1,000 degrees. Actually, it's not that bad. I'm just all bundled up. Ready for my hike back. Back across Medford as soon as this is over. Which is coming up soon, so I should tell you that we just heard from Midnight Oil with Scream in Blue. Live version from Porter and Pavilion in Sydney from 1984. That's off of their excellent Scream in Blue Live. A compilation of live tracks came out in 1992. Can't recommend it enough. They have a new single out. I have opted to wait and see what comes out on the rest of the album. But they had a new one out last week, and they'll have more out coming soon. I think March or April. New release from the Oils. From all the way down under, and I believe rumors of another tour. I saw them back, I want to say in 2017, when they came to the House of Blues. Holy cow! Man, oh man. Like every bit, I mean, those guys have been around for, they've been playing for 30 years and they've more. And they were every bit as good as I would have expected them to be 30 years ago, whenever it was I was listening to them, as good as they were on that album. So. Lots of Midnight Oil news these days. Before that, we heard from Unrest with De Groenen. That was off of the singles compilation called Blank, which I can't say on the radio, Pussy Galore and All Her Friends, from 1992 on the Teen Beat label out of Washington, D.C. Before that, we heard from the Knockups. From right here in Boston, featuring our own WMFO Joel Simchis on the drums on that one. That was called Spellbound off of the Knockup self-titled album from 2015. I landed on that song and on the Knockups because Gretchen from the Knockups is playing in Gretchen and the Banshees, along with Songgarden and Dose of Thunder at Square Root tomorrow night. Rich and the Banshees, I guess. A tribute band to Susie and the Banshees. And in the process of looking up to see if they had actually recorded anything, I stumbled across the previous band, the top of that set, called Gretchen, from up in Calgary, up in the frigid Northland of Calgary. That was a song of theirs called Novo Sarajevo off their 2015 album called Oblique Contours. They are not appearing anytime soon. They are on some sort of indefinite hiatus. Perhaps forever. Who knows? Who knows what goes on out in the prairie provinces? Behind me, by the way, which abruptly starts every mic break, we have Aphex Twin with Yellow Calx. C-A-L-X, like the part of the flower. Off of the 1996 Richard D. James album, which brings us totally up to date. It is 5:44 up here on the third floor, and I'm basically bit by bit giving you directions to come in here and kill me. So with that, you've got 15 minutes. So let's catch these last few good songs we've got here. So keep it tuned in at least that long.
Stone. Do we all know? starting at the 7th. Now I understand I have a choice in the matter. What was scattered gathered. What was scattered gathers. What was gathered blew away. This is somebody who is living as a document. This is somebody who can't be ignored as the text. You want to treat it as a behavior. You want to treat it as a flavor or a temperature, essentially. And it's not being afforded to you because it's the text as soon as a new detail enters. It's another person entering the room the moment you're about to fall asleep. It's not like the rest is really going to begin. The new variables are too large. I don't think that there's another time that we can come back to this with a softer perspective but less of an intention of why we began. It was scattered, gathered. What was gathered away is blowing through. Now, don't get me wrong. I promise. And I promise none of this is about permanence. To appear and disappear. It's not that the nature of things is to show up in a spot marked in the map and to then leave that spot vacant. It's not to make everybody and everything nervous to replace anything in that spot in case you need to come back. It's not in the nature of things. Now, I can talk about the nature of things and insist that it's not that, but what if?
Been gone a while, been gone long. Way, oh yeah. Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
All right, that is going to do it for us here on this week's edition of In You All Along. You just heard from The Screaming Trees featuring the tragically departed Mark Lenigan. Rest in peace, Mark, with Dollar Bill from 1992's classic Sweet Oblivion. Before that, we heard from Focus Group Solutions with a little opera piece called The Seventh County Chorus with equivalent commentary from the New County Choruses from 2021. Before that, we heard from the Pastels with Unfair Kind of Fame from that 1997's Illumination. And we opened up with Joel Jerome from L.A. with We Made It Home off the forthcoming album, Super Flower Blood Moon. That's going to do it.